Hey, we're back with the next episode of Joy Killers and Joy Makers. Lavon, in our last session, you had us learning about a big joy killer, which is kind of Satan's strategy of how he defeats us. He used the example of Eve in the garden and how allowing victim mindset followed by this entitlement thinking, which eventually leads to, if not corrected, this almost obnoxious narcissism where we take action and move forward on all kinds of things that steal our joy. And you had hinted in the last session that love has something to do with reversing that. Take us into it.
Well, this is a most breakthrough for me, and this happened several years ago, and I wish to God much earlier in life, but it didn't. And I felt somewhat a false kind of security because I believed in God very much, believe in the Bible, believe, of course, in Jesus, and have been saved a number of years ago. But I didn't realize this one thing. Those three steps down that you may recur from our last podcast about becoming a victim and then getting into entitlement, then on into narcissism, that those are active things going on every day in our life. Every day in our life, Satan is doing that same strategy, make you feel like a victim, get you to feel entitled, you deserve. And I didn't realize that to offset that joy-killing sequence downward, they had to put in place a joy-making sequence upwards. And that's what this is about. So I'm not here to ask you if you believe in God. I'm asking you a different question. So today, right now, so just how close are you to God in this very moment? That's the question that I want us to deal with. I have a flashback, and I didn't recognize, I'll never forget it. It's as clear as a bell, but I didn't recognize its significance then until many years later. As most of you may know, that I often talk about my childhood life on a farm. And I remember in our small country church on a Sunday morning, and it's in the middle. You can picture it in your mind. It's like a little house on the prairie kind of a thing. It's a white church with a bell tower positioned right in the center of a cornfield. And so people drove their trucks and their old cars to the church. There were about 30 or maybe 40 people, I don't think 50 would have been a big crowd, would have been an Easter service. And I don't know why we did, but we always sat in the third row from the front. And this particular Sunday, I was sitting between mom and dad. And I remember, and I could visualize this so very clear in my mind, that we were standing to sing one of the old hymns called Near My God to Thee, Nearer to Thee. And my dad was standing, and you could see his calloused farm hands holding this old tattered hymn book. And he was looking and reading the verses, Near My God to Thee. And then we hit the chorus. And he lowered his hands and put down the hymn book and looked straight towards the front. And with his eyes gleaming, he bellered out, and my dad is a very humble person and never would sing loud, but he bellered out the verse, still all my song shall be nearer to God to thee. I'll never forget that. The intensity, the confidence, the gentle smile. Here is a man who this is long before farm subsidies or insurance policies, he would lose entire crops to a drought or windstorm. Or I remember losing the corn crop to the army worm or the alfalfa crop to the spittle bug. And all of those things, he had this fascinating, solid rock experience. Every time I was around him, man, did I ever feel secure. It's because of his security that he had with God. There's a good reason why the psalmist said, But for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the Lord God my refuge. Distance matters. Did you hear that? When it comes to your relationship with God or to Christ, distance matters. It's not just that you believe. The question today is just how close are you with Him right now? Hebrews says, so let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and full assurance that faith brings. What a powerful verse. God says it in a more gentle way, using the farm language with which I'm very familiar. He said, and I'm quoting now from Psalms 91, under His wings you will find refuge. In the college campuses today, it's quite popular that if you feel anxiety, you can go to what they call a safe space. This is a policed, guarded, preserved, safe space. Well, the Bible tells us that under His wings is that safe space. And that's the distance that we're talking about. He says it in James, come near to God, and He will come near to you. A fascinating parable that Jesus talked about is the prodigal son. And you recall the story, but there may be one part of it that you may have not zoomed in on. You recall that the prodigal son came to his father and said, I would like to have my inheritance early. And he got it, and his father gave it to him. And he took off, and the Bible says he lived in the far country. And he went down those three steps. First, felt like a victim. Second, entitlement consumed his thinking. And then he became a complete narcissist and spent all of his inheritance trying to find the joy that he lost when he left home. But then he started home. And here's the passage, and here is what I want you to see. It is an unbelievable picture. It says that the father saw him returning afar off. The father was looking down the road that his son had disappeared on. Folks, get this. God is looking in your direction right now. Right now. You look up, you'll see Him looking down. You pray to Him, He's already there. If you're listening, He's knocking on your door. God is looking for you. He's trying to close the gap of that. But notice, his father did not move one foot forward until he saw his son running in his direction. And then the father took off like a holy terror and ran to his son. Folks, that's what I want to talk about. Distance matters to God. When He feels something has come between you and Him, when He sees that you've started down that death spiral, those three steps to that sinful gravitational pull down, and when you turn, all you have to do is turn and look at God. And once He sees it, He will immediately begin running to you. And remember, again, let me say it. In James chapter 4, verse 8, you come near to God, and He will come near to you, because distance matters to God. I don't want to talk to you about your belief. I know you believe. You wouldn't be listening to this. I don't want to talk to you about you being saved. I know you're saved. I'm talking about everyday joy, everyday happiness. Are you under His wing? Are you in His safe space? Distance matters to God. But know this, God will never intrude into your space. If you're not looking in His direction, He's not going to come forward to you. He's not going to give you that closeness, that assurance, that special joy will not happen because he will never, ever intrude on your space until you first take that one step towards him. No mountains to climb, no oceans to swim. Just turn and start moving in his direction. And per that parable, he will come running, storming, so glad to see you, so glad to be with you, living life under his wings. And when I began to study all that, I understood the three steps downward are real and right there. And so you can't do nothing and expect to be near to God. You can't do nothing and expect to avoid falling down that slippery slope of feeling like a victim, getting entitlement thinking, and then sliding into horrible, obnoxious narcissism. So since there are three steps down, as you would imagine, there are three steps up. And I put them into my life a number of years ago. And my, oh my, what a game changer it was for me personally. Here are the three steps. I'll give you the verses, or I'll put them in your worksheet so you can have them. Pray without ceasing. All the time, just be talking to God, just jabbering away. Sometimes we're laughing together. Sometimes I'm confessing sin. Sometimes I'm hurting. Sometimes I'm asking for help. Step number two, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all reproach. I tell you what, I'm so confused every time I turn on TV. I hear more confusing stuff. Remember, Satan is a chatterbox. And as he chattered away to Eve and said things that about God that were not true and painted God as a bully, remember that every day in every way, 2 Corinthians 2, verse 4, that Satan is trying to blind you to the goodness of God if you only knew how much he's thinking about you at this very moment. If you only knew how much he was missing fellowship with you at this very second, you would turn and drop everything and run to him. Satan knows that. His love is irresistible. Satan knows that. He has to paint a false picture of God. And step number three, draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. I've given you those three steps. Pray without ceasing. If any lacks wisdom, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. These three biblical truths are a game changer and they reverse the direction of the downward death spiral on that slippery slope. Joe, any thoughts?
No, I'm just eager to hear how you pulled this all into your poem for the week.
Well, here is the poem that I wrote. It's short, it's simple, but it speaks to me. Nearness to God is my destination. For peace and protection, that's the only location. To separate me from the Lord is Satan's trap. But Jesus came from heaven to close that distance gap. Now I have the privilege of being protected under his wing. It's the place where my anxieties for removal I can bring. It's where I experience my relationship with God's nearness, a place where I can think and process life with his clearness. It's a place where healing and restoration exist under his wings, where the strength replaces my weakness that his grace brings. When I sin and am ashamed of all my filthiness, I go under his wings where I can emerge with his pureness. Thank you, God, for inviting me under your wing. For this provision, I will forever your praises sing.